In a human library, people are the books, their life experiences the chapters, and they deliver their contents in spoken word, and readers get the chance to listen and then ask questions. Each interaction lasts about 15 to 20 minutes. Bob Babcock is one of the organizers of the local chapter of the Human Library. He's also one of the books. His, a memoir about the perils of sexism. He says books as people make it easier to understand the author. Lynn Stainbrook is the executive director of the Rockford Public Library. She says with the Human Library, readers get to hear from a real person telling a real story.
You get the facial expression, the intonation, the inflection, the body language, and so on. And that tells you a lot more than just what you may surmise out of reading a paperwork.
Well, and the occasional tears.
Yes.
As somebody, you know, recounts their story.
Once the author is done sharing their story, people can ask questions about the experiences they have heard.
If in the interaction with the reader, the human book is feeling a bit uncomfortable because it's going into areas that they haven't quite finished processing yet, they can simply say that chapter hasn't been written yet.
Terry Shearer and her son Kevin will share their experience navigating life with Kevin's autism diagnosis.
Well, they're going to get an insight of a person who has gone through learning about autism for himself and going through like different doctors, etc., and also the mother's perspective, because we know when kids are younger, they have no idea what's going on, and mothers are trying to get a handle on everything. And what is interesting is that my son was born in 1985, and back then they really did not have the ability to find out that he was autistic. It wasn't until he was much older. We knew there was a challenge, and this is what I will talk about in the book. Both of us talk, he gives his side, I give my side, and it's sort of a blended book.
She says what she enjoys most about the process is that the interaction can be non-linear.
And as we sit down with people, what I love about this whole process, it's almost, I don't know if you do this, but I do when I read a regular book. I might not, depending on the subject, I might not go from one side of the book to the other. I might look for the chapter that I'm interested in. And if there's only one or two people that we're talking with, they can ask, well, how about this? What did you do when this happened? Or how about that? So it's kind of a way that people can get the information they want to get.
I do want to mention about Terry and Kevin's book. I was impressed with it, with the level of courage and advocacy that Terry had as a mother at a time when people weren't really paying attention to autism, but also Kevin's desire and his efforts to overcome some of the challenges of being autistic.
Library Director Lynn Stainbrook feels there's a great deal of incivility in the world today and says sharing stories like these through the Human Library can be one way to try to fight against that.
I think that this tells wonderful stories, allows people to learn so much, to grow from others' experiences. And I also like to think that the books themselves find some benefit in doing this, that they find an output, maybe a catharsis, maybe just they bond with one of their audience, one of their readers, and find somebody else who has similar likes or dislikes or interest in sexism or what else is happening. And it's a safe environment that's provided for them so that they can come in, they can share their stories, readers can come in and listen to these stories and know that there's not going to be any further demand that they don't have to do. There's no really, for the most part, there's no right or wrong in terms of how this all goes down. And, you know, we don't necessarily tell people's last names or where they live, but yet you get a real person and a real story you can really experience from what they're talking about. And I think that's so important And the library was part of a film series this last year called the Trauma-Informed Community Film Series. This fits right in because so many of the stories involve some sort of trauma that people have experienced and then overcome. And you know, one of the things that we really learned in the Trauma-Informed Community Series was how the caring of another adult made such a difference, particularly in children's and teens and adults' lives. You have people like Kevin, who's got this mother who's just a dynamo who fights for him, and you know that whatever trauma he might have had, he's overcome because he has this love that's going on there. So I think it just fits in nicely with a lot of things we're trying to do in today's world at the library of connecting people and ideas, of helping people to sort of see more points of view. And I think the more knowledge, the more wisdom we have, the more that we can see through other people's eyes, the more pairs of shoes we wear and we walk in, is so important for all of us. And that's why I'm passionate about what they're doing and so happy that we're able to be part of it.
Other topics at this weekend's sessions include anxiety, suicide, alcoholism, and family secrets. I'm Jenna Dooley.